from the Harvard Media News Center. This is Cruise News.
Good morning. This is Jimmy. I am by myself for the week. Grant will be back on Monday. He's just moving this week. And in the news, we got Eddie Robar was named the interim City of Edmonton manager. So Robar was named Edmonton's interim manager until the council decides to hire someone permanently. He was appointed as acting city manager on the 22nd when suddenly Andre Corbold, he announced that he was leaving as of April 3rd, so he is gone now. Yesterday, the city said that Robar would stay in the position, and he's responsible for leading 11,000 City of Edmonton employees. The role is just one of two that's hired by the City Council that reports directly to the City Council. The Council depends on the City Administration to provide information that the City Council needs to make decisions on infrastructure and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, Robart is now the city manager.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
It's just Jimmy here. Grant is on holidays. As I said, he's been moving to an acreage, and I heard a rumor that he's currently building his petting zoo. So that is happening. He will be back on Monday. There's a lot going on the show today. Just after Hey You by Backman Turner Overdrive, which is going to be in a few songs, I'm going to be giving away the BTO and Heart tickets. All you have to do is text me to 780-989-0957. Pick me. That's all I need you to do. I just read this article today. It's yesterday. So because people find the word exotic under exotic dancers or exotic entertainers could be offensive because it's got some racial undertones, I guess. I don't see it. So now it's called erotic entertainment. I find this fascinating because now I no longer will have a exotic dancer license. It's going to be an erotic dancer license. So that's, so as a stripper, I am now an erotic entertainer. Who knew? Yeah. So all your license, the names will change, so I have to go update and get my new erotic dancer license. I was reading this story today. It was kind of interesting. So Game of Thrones star Hannah Waddingham, she has chronic claustrophobia because of a torture scene that took place in Game of Thrones. So Cersei was actually torturing her character, waterboarding her with wine. So now this person, Hannah, is dealing with severe claustrophobia from a torture scene in a movie. That is insane. Like, I've done... Claustrophobia isn't a thing for me because I torture myself. I've, you know, hide from people underneath objects. There was one time I was doing a stag at, and they actually snuck me into the venue in a hockey bag. I'm not even joking. They had to open it a crack because it was really warm in there. But claustrophobia isn't a thing for me, but that's insane that she has chronic claustrophobia from a scene in Game of Thrones.
The Harvard Media Sports Cage, this is Cruise Sports.
There's a lot going on in sports today. Last night, the Lightning crumpled the Maple Leafs 4-1. The Canucks beat the Coyotes 2-1. And the Oilers were blanked by the Stars 5-0. Brutal. Tonight, the Lightning play the Habs. The Panthers play the Senators. And the Flames play the Jets. Eight players were ejected from the game after the Devils... during the Devils game when there was a line brawl. So they actually ejected eight players from the game after a brawl. That's insane. I saw a clip of it. Wow, that was nuts. And now the Western Hockey League, the Edmonton Oil Kings were actually, they had the highest fan attendance for the games of the 23-24 season, regular season. So they are actually getting an award from the WHL for the annual business award. That is cool. And the Astros shut out the Blue Jays 8-0 in Blue Jays home opener. Again, April the 8th. And that is at Rogers Center. That's sports.
Cruise mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
I'm Jimmy. Grant is on vacation. He's moving into his new acreage and building a petting zoo. And if you are a Saskatchewan Rough Riders fan, there was some sad news. A former Saskatchewan Rough Riders player, Jim Hobson, passed away at the age of 73. He's been struggling with colon cancer over the past few years. He did play with the Rough Riders from 1973 to 76. And in 2005, he became the president and CEO of the Rough Riders until 2015. And, you know, it's a sad day when a legend like that passes away. And yeah, let's think about them through the day. You know, it's a sad day.
From the Harvard Media News Center, this is Cruise News.
This is Jimmy. Grant is on holidays. He will be back on Monday. Before I do this news story, I'm not very knowledgeable of how the oil and gas industry works, so don't yell at me if I'm saying this wrong. But drought conditions in Canada could impact the natural gas producers. A report says that they've identified, because of the water shortages, because of lack of precipitation, the oil and gas industry could be affected. These drought conditions are more in the northern BC or in, northwestern Alberta, which is the epicenter of our natural gas industry. As we all know, water is used as an important part of the industry because they use it for, it says hydraulic fracturing, which I think they call fracking. They combine the water with sand and chemicals to bring the gas to the surface, from what this article read. So what they're working on is trying to figure out more ways of being able to reuse the water, clean it, and keep it going because of the drought. So it may affect the oil and gas industry over the this year.
Cruise mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
It's just Jimmy here today. I'm here today and tomorrow, and Grant's back Monday. Don't worry about it. You're not stuck with me forever. He is just building his pens for his petting zoo in his new acreage. So this is actually really cool. Joker 2, they just released that it's rated R. And the reason why they're rating it R is because of, they say, extreme violence, language, and sexuality, and brief full nudity. So if you don't know, the movie is Joker 2, Folie du, it's French, I'm not French, I'm sorry. And so it's Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix. It looks really cool. Like, if it's anything like the first Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, it's going to be good. But they've been releasing a lot of information about it that some is kind of, really? Like, it's going to be kind of a musical, and now it's got extreme violence and nudity. So I'm hit and miss with this. I really want to see it to see how well they do it, but I don't know. It's supposed to be coming out in theaters this year, actually October 24th. I will definitely see that one in the theater. Traffic, I don't see anything right now, mostly because the power went out in the studio and my computer turned off. And as for the weather, I'm just pulling that up on my phone. Just bear with me here. It's going to be warm, okay? We're not supposed to get cold until the weekend. As you all know, I'm in the studio by myself. I'm on air totally on my own. Grant has the day off, or the week off, because he's moving into his acreage. But there's two parts, like a lot of you may not know about being a jock in radio. There's kind of two things that we have to do. One is we're doing all our prep and we're talking on the radio, but you also have to control all the behind the scenes computers. So there's a big board that we do that's, it runs the music, it fires our beds, it, you know, turns the mics on. I'm not running that this week because I really wanted to focus on entertaining everybody. I have a guy in the studio with me. His name's Mac. He's finishing radio school. He just, he's doing his practicum here. He's done at the end of April. And so the next break, I'm going to have totally up to him. So you're not going to hear me on the radio. His name is Mac. He's doing everything on his own. And when he's done, send in a text that, you know, that he did a good job, or if you have any criticisms for him, but be nice. Don't say, hey, you have a face for radio, but you don't have a voice for it. You know, don't be mean. You know, give him some feedback. I might give him some feedback as well. But coming up after Kim Mitchell is going to be Mac.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Hey, I am not Grant or Jimmy. My name is Mac. Jimmy did introduce me. I am a Nate practicum student here at Harvard, and I've been helping run the board, and I get to do this break. And I saw a story out of BC. A 13-year-old boy was he's getting charged with over several different charges because he crashed a Lamborghini on West Vancouver Highway. He was driving it. He did only have a single car collision. Nobody else was hurt. And he did abandon the car in a ditch. And police, when they showed up, it was completely totaled. They wrote it off. And I guess the owner, he was in the process of selling it. And he just trusted the 13-year-old boy with the keys. I have no idea why he did that. He's 13 years old. I don't think he's even old enough to get his learner's license. And this is a $290,000 car. So I have no idea what the owner was thinking, but yeah, it was completely destroyed. But my question is, if you had the opportunity to go for a joyride in any car you could choose, what would it be? Like, Jimmy, if you had the chance to like joyride any car in history, like what would you choose?
Oh, it would have to be a Trans Am. I've always been a huge fan of the 80s Trans Am.
Oh, yeah, with the Firebird on it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good choice. Like, yeah, like, let us know. Like, text in 780-989-0957.
What about you, Mac?
Huh? Oh, man, I feel like I'd want to take the old school James Bond Aston Martin out. Like, that silver one just going down the highway, probably way too fast. I think that one would be my choice. But yeah, let us know. Text in. Tell us what you would take for a joyride.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
And more variety than rocks. 95.7 Cruise FM.
We got a lot of cool texts here. We got the Batmobile came in. Yeah, that's awesome. Teresa, 1967 Plymouth Roadrunner. We've got Christy was a 74 Dodge Roadrunner. We got a 67 Ford Mustang. The Eleanor, fire truck from Tracy. A lot of really cool cars here. They'd all be really awesome to test drive or, you know, joyride in. Coming up right now is Hold Me In Your Arms, The Trues. I'm a huge fan of Meatloaf. That's actually one of my favorite tunes. Coming up after Finger 11, I'm going to be talking about that George Carlin AI comedy special that was, there's been a development. So that's going to be coming up after Finger 11.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
It's just Jimmy today. Grant is off all week. He will be back Monday. I'm still getting a lot of concerned texts that he's not coming back, but he will be here. And what we're going to talk about right now is that George Carlin comedy special, that fake one that was done back in January. You know, I'm going to play a quick clip of it first.
I'd like to start off with a heartfelt apology. I'm sorry it took me so long to come out with new material, but I do have a pretty good excuse. I was dead.
So, as everybody knows, George Carlin has passed away a number of years ago. And back in January, this podcast, they made a fake, you know, George Carlin comedy special using AI, which you heard that right there. That really does sound like him. So what has happened is the George Carlin's estate, so his daughter, has come to an agreement with the people that did the comedy special, one of which is they're not allowed to post the video anymore. They have to take it down. And there's a few other things, but yeah, like, you know, that's a really touchy thing. Like, if you're doing a comedy special from someone that has passed away, it's hard on the family, and you're kind of stealing some intellectual property, I think. So it's a catch 22. It was so funny. Like, I heard bits and pieces of the AI version, and it was good. It sounded like George Carlin, but, you know, you can't do that.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
This is just Jimmy. Grant is on vacation. He's moving into his new acreage. We did talk about that huge earthquake in Taiwan where there was a bunch of collapsed buildings. Even, like, I'm looking at pictures, and there's even buildings that are, like, sitting at, like, 45-degree angles. It's insane. And rescuers right now are still searching for missing people. Like, it's insane. This is the strongest earthquake that they've had in Taiwan in 25 years. So far, 10 people have died and more than 1,000 people have been injured. There still are some missing people out there, and it's crazy. You know, I wish them all the best. I hope they find more and more people, because that would be horrible. Yeah, that's in Taiwan right now.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
It's just Jimmy this morning. Grant will be back Monday. This is actually really kind of cool. The WWE has reached out to Jason Kelce ahead of WrestleMania. What is it? XL, which is 40. About him participating in the upcoming two-night event. So that's actually kind of cool. So Jason Kelce, as we all know, last month he did retire from the Eagles. You know, at 36 years old and you're retired, who knew? I'll probably be 136 when I retire. But yeah, so this coming weekend, April 6th and 7th at Lincoln Field is where the WrestleMania is going to be. And that actually will be kind of cool. You know, a football player being part of the WrestleMania. Too bad it's only a pay-per-view. I got to find someone that's playing it. But yeah, so that's coming up this weekend. WrestleMania 40.
This is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
It's just Jimmy this morning. Grant will be back on Monday. He is moving. Alberta's population has surged by a record number of 200,000 people. That's the number of people that our population has increased by. And the majority of the population increase in Alberta was from interprovincial moving. So people moving from other provinces. BC had a decrease in population. Ontario, all those people are moving to Alberta. The only provinces that actually had an increase in population was Alberta, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick. So the majority of the people moving to Alberta was actually from Ontario, with over 36,000 people moving to Alberta from there. And then BC was the second, and then Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Quebec. But yeah, so Alberta's population is increased, and it's a lot of it is because of more jobs here jobs and stuff like that in Alberta. So Alberta is still a great province. People are moving here.
95.7 Cruise FM.
It's just Jimmy here today. Grant is off until Monday. He's still moving into his hobby farm. And this is actually kind of an interesting story. And I actually have a message of concern for, I have some family that are actually going to be taking a cruise coming up this month. And this is actually people that were stranded from on a cruise ship. So 8 cruise ship passengers were stranded in Africa after arriving late back to reboard the ship. They were on an excursion. There was 6 Americans and 2 Australians that were kind of on an excursion in Africa, and they got back to the ship too late, and they ended up missing their boat and had to fly back. Like that's kind of funny. Not funny, because that would really suck if you missed your boat. But I've taken the bus a lot. Like, I take Red Arrow, and I've seen people where they get out in like Red Deer to go for a wash and break or go grab something to eat and miss the bus, and the bus and their luggage leave without them. So for those of you who travel, make sure you get back to the boats or buses or whatever on time, or else you could be stranded.
They are Grant Johnson and James P. White, but we call them Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
It's just Jimmy today. It's by myself for the rest of the week, just 2 more days. And I'm not sure if you have young kids or something like that, but my brother, Robert, he has a granddaughter. Her name is Remy, and she's a huge fan of that movie Moana, the original one, where actually The Rock voiced one of the main characters. It was actually kind of a neat movie. It was very well done, and they have confirmed that they are doing a Moana 2, and it's going to be for Disney, and it looks kind of neat. It's a funny little movie. If you haven't seen it, you should. Little kids love it. It's got a lot of music in it, but this looks cool. So The Rock is actually slated to reprise his role. It looks like a lot of the cast will be the same, and that's supposed to be coming up to Disney, I think, next year. November of 2024. So that's this year. It's going to be in theaters and then probably on streaming shortly thereafter. Again, Moana 2 is coming in November.